I'm joined on the phone now by Eleanor Summers. Eleanor has just had her first children's book published. It's called Three Royal Sisters. Now, Eleanor was born in Russia but lives in England, and she's got some different experiences of attitude towards sight loss in the UK. Hello, Eleanor.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me. Now, congratulations on the children's book. Can you tell us a little bit about it, please?
The children's book, which I wrote recently, is Three Royal Sisters. It's about three princesses, send a message of women power, because three princesses became queens. And also it shows differences between colourful black and white colours, which princesses liked. So although they're different, they managed to achieve things in their own way. So they achieved something in life.
So the book has a positive message.
That even if you are different, you can achieve.
And what inspired you to write this book, Eleanor?
The charity, Losing My Sight magazine and charity, run by Dave Taylor. I first got involved with Losing My Sight charity in August last year. It's an amazing charity. They organise different activities for blind people, activities like gym, photography, sailing, canoeing and kayaking. It makes blind people happy because it's a social event. It's very important for the society.
And I bet you've made some good friends there as well, Eleanor.
Absolutely. I thought if people, blind people are doing such amazing things, so I can do it.
Sure. And how long have you lived in England?
For about 15 years.
15 years, and correct in saying you're originally from St. Petersburg in Russia?
Yes, it's an amazing city with palaces and castles. And because of that, I decided to live in Porchester, near Porchester Castle.
So you're a fan of castles?
Yes.
I've never been to Porchester Castle, is it nice?
It's a lovely place. It's very nice and historical.
So can you take me back to your childhood in St. Petersburg, Eleanor? What was that like growing up there?
I went to boarding school. My mum used to write. Her name was Vera. She used to write books, but she never published.
Why?
Because it was quite complicated and difficult, and because of the Soviet Union regime, and it might be impossible. So I decided to publish a book for her.
Is your mum still alive?
No.
I'm sure she'd be very proud that you've written a book in her memory.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what was it like growing up with a sight condition in your native Russia?
People in Russia with a sight condition are treated the same as people with sight, and they don't make a difference. For that reason, it is easier to find a job.
So what was it you were doing job-wise when you lived in Russia? Were you working?
I was a nurse.
You were a nurse?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you decide to move to England?
I'm married, so I decided to move.
Was it an English man you married, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And you've got a young family, I believe?
Two daughters, 9 and 12 years old, Alexia and Andriana.
And what did they think of your book?
Andriana read it 20 times in a row.
Wow. She must like it then.
Yes. And she said, next time write something for my age.
Okay. And have you got plans to write more books?
Yes.
And what kind of feedback have you had from the literary community?
Positive feedback, and I'm really happy for that, and that's why I'm carry on writing, and there will be 2 more books about those princesses, and I will probably write something for adults.
From reading a little bit about your background, you were saying that you find attitudes to blindness in this country not to be as good as when you were growing up in Russia. Could you explain why it's a little bit lacking in this country and what you would like to see changed?
80% of blind population of England are unemployed, and the majority of the rest who are employed, they're employed, self-employed, or have their own companies.
Mm-hmm.
Very little number of people have jobs out there, so it's difficult to prove that you can do things.
Eleanor, what is your own sight condition?
It's optic nerve dystrophy and retinal dysplasia.
And were you born with that condition?
Yes, and they Perhaps it's genetic.
How much sight do you have?
Between 5% and 10%.
Okay. Because it was interesting, I've been reading that you don't have a lot of sight, 5%, but you don't use a stick or a guide.
A dog? No. No. So all my senses, I'm quite confident.
Do you think your other senses have been heightened?
Yes.
So you think you've got better hearing and a sense of where you are? And
yes, and those senses help me to have as normal life as everyone else.
I find that fascinating because obviously I work alongside blind and partially sighted people, and I don't think I've met anybody with such low sight that doesn't need any aids to move around. Do you think this is something that other blind and partially sighted people can learn, or is it something you're probably born with?
I think because I was born with it, I thought it was normal for me. I adapted really well.
Sure.
And also in boarding school, people didn't treat me any different.
Well, it certainly seems to work for you, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners are slightly jealous they don't have those heightened senses also. So if any of the listeners would like to get their hands on a copy of Three Royal Sisters, how can they do so?
Amazon is the best place. It's available on Amazon, Three Royal Sisters, but the price is $9.99.
Okay. And is it available on audiobook?
Yes, it is. And Kindle edition.
Fantastic. Listen, Ellen, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Good luck with the rest of the book. I hope you continue all the activities you're doing down at the Losing My Sight project in Portsmouth. We'll hopefully speak to you again in the not-too-distant future. But in the meantime, Eleanor Summers, thank you very much for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much. It was a real pleasure.